weird?
Yep.
Girls just want to have fun. Child molester. Oh, girls.
Emotional incest.
Have fun. Welcome back to Respectfully Podcast.
We're back, divas.
Divas, you've been asking. You've been begging.
Divas, you've been in the DM saying, where are you? Are you guys still friends?
If we weren't friends anymore, it would be such a public blowout.
You would know. It'd be like, you would go to my Instagram and there'd be nothing there.
Oh, yeah.
Zero. Scrubbed.
Dude, I love when people break up with their significant others and they scrub immediately.
Love that.
Dude, there is a female.
I love when they get back together post-scrub.
Humiliating. And then they have to like reintroduce it.
Yeah.
And be like, nothing happened.
Yeah.
There was a girl who recently scrubbed who was in a lesbian relationship.
Lesbian scrub.
A real Brillo pad situation.
Welcome back to lesbian scrub. That's what I call scissoring.
I mean, the motion.
Doing the old lesbian scrub.
Back and forth. Really a little bit of elbow grease. Ronnie's not here today, but she would be laughing.
She just laughed.
We're allowed to say that. We know a lesbian, and so therefore we can say that. But she scrubbed everything except for there was one where she like went to the
looked really hot.
Oh, that, and also went to the Emmys. So it was like career wise, she had to have it. It was the only one.
You simply must leave up the "I went to the Emmys" photo.
No,
I mean, like if a team of people did your hair and makeup for an event,
yeah,
leave it up.
Come on. And I was just like, God, the decision making that she would have had to make.
I know her sitting there with her hand over the delete button on that post and being like, I simply must tell the people I attended the Emmys.
Listen.
And I'd do the very same.
Me too. Yeah.
It's the damn Emmys.
Okay. My Botox is, she has fake tits. They were looking good. The girls were looking good.
I mean, when I went, I just didn't like the Getty images. That's why I didn't post it. Never been invited.
Imagine if we've just been low-key going to the Emmys and never saying anything.
I have a cousin who is like a lawyer for Spotify, so he gets to go to the Grammys, and I'm always like, okay.
Throw up a
okay.
Throw up a story.
Yeah.
But it's a boy.
No, he does. Well, his wife posts.
Sure.
I think he does too.
God-given right. So yeah, the reason why we've been on hiatus, and honestly,
not even, by the way, it was like Christmas and New Year's.
Yeah. And it was my
very normal
birthday,
time. And Andrea had a birthday and I forgot to bring her present. Classic Liz.
Classic.
I told Ronnie what I got you though. She thinks it's good.
Oh, is it a BBL?
Yeah, it's a BBL. Yeah, I got you the meanest present. I got you the meanest, most expensive present.
You sent me to Mexico.
It's like something you don't even know is wrong with you. I got you like eyelid lipo. Yeah. What?
You're like, wait, what?
Everybody's been talking about that.
Why does everyone keep bringing that up? But no, so but we also, we're in the new studio right now.
Yeah, you guys didn't even know that was happening.
I know. And if there's an echo, sorry, it hasn't been soundproof
yet. Listen, fucking whatever, dude.
All right, listen, you might hear the train in the background. The curtains aren't here yet.
Listen, a podcast is a privilege and not a right. You get what you get and you don't get upset.
Maybe don't send
no,
multiple.
But thank you for listening.
And God bless.
And we love you.
I want you to be obsessed with me. I also just want to be able to be like, oh, these girls.
And I do love when you send me a message where you've like concocted drama in your head.
Oh, yeah.
I love when you send me a message where you're like, are you and Andrea not friends anymore? And I'm like, well, there's just a lot going on. Like, I'll do like a vague,
I love a vague.
There's just a lot going on.
Well, sometimes they nail it though, because I've been in pod drama before.
And sometimes they sniff it right out.
Dude, I'm on the Reddit threads.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this one nailed it.
Well, you know me. I can't fix my face or my voice to save my life.
No.
So when I don't like someone, people will be like, you didn't like that person. I'm like, well, yeah. Was it the everything about me?
I mean, this is, we had a, like a, we said goodbye to a person, like a mutual friend, being vague. And this person was
me
like,
and you did?
Yeah.
Like at a party?
We'll see. Maybe. Who knows? I'm cloaking the interaction, but
okay.
I was like, they were like, love you. And me, like a cuck.
Oh,
was like,
I know.
Love you too. And then you said nothing.
And then I went, see ya.
Oh. And this is the yin and the yang.
I also generally have a problem with I love you.
Me too. And that.
I know. But
yes,
we'll get there.
We'll get there.
But I do have a problem with that because like, I don't say that to, it took me a long time to say that to my family.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I wrote a letter to my boyfriend that said, I love you, left it on his bed, ran out of the apartment. Right.
My boyfriend still gives me shit for the fact that I wouldn't say it first.
Fuck you.
Bitch, you say it first.
The boy says it first.
I know.
You guys rape. Sorry.
Yeah, you guys rape. You have to say it first.
Yeah, that's just rules. That's girl math.
Oh, you have to buy dinner. Come off it.
Yeah. So we are in the new stew. I use my dead dad's money to rent out a new studio.
Shout out to Gord.
Shout out to Gord.
Shout out Gord, financier of the podcast.
Oh my God. Allen Comedy Incorporated. God, it's fun to have a rich dead dad. I get to buy plants.
Yeah.
So I built a new studio space because, you know, I want a place for us hoes to record, but also like I have been in podcasting for 65 years and I'm like, I'm ready.
Yeah.
To own a
it's time.
Spot. Yeah.
It's time. It's a lovely space.
Thank you.
I say the address.
Mm-hmm. 69 Menahan. Meningitis. It's a place I used to fuck.
Oh, that's what I thought.
Mm-hmm. You know the place.
You God,
know the,
you have to stop.
You know the community. I won't, though.
You must be stopped. I'm taking can't my shoes stop. Off. My feet smell. Don't say anything.
Take your dogs out. Lizzie's wearing leopard print socks.
Obviously.
But
obviously. I'm dressed like a boy today, so I had to diva it up a little on the socks.
A little sprinkle in there.
Yeah, a little sparkle.
A little I'm just a girl.
A little sparkle for the girls.
No video. Sorry, bitches.
No video. I'm wearing my boyfriend's coffee stained sweatshirt.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm wearing a beautiful gown.
Yeah. I have 16 tampons on my face.
What's up?
I don't know. Sometimes you throw it out and it doesn't hit, but what are you going to do? Mm. But the...
Wait, I have something for that.
Uh-huh.
No, that's the wrong one.
Oh, yeah.
That's fun.
Yes. God, that's going to be so good and mean.
Yeah.
When a guest tries yeah. and fucking face plants.
Love it.
Oh, my God. We got a new board and there are going to be drops on drops.
We got a lot of new toys.
This is going to be an unbelievably abrasive radio show.
Yeah. 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 Get ready for drive time ass radio.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, dude. We're having fun in here.
This is what we wanted. And also, like... folks,
come on, baby.
Folks, my wife is dead.
She's a bitch
to me. Hey,
I'll get better at the
because she got fat. Hey,
but I actually think she's a lovely woman with a good heart.
Oh, oh my God! PC culture yeah. too far. What, you love a woman in your life?
Boo. Oh, we need a boo one.
Oh, we definitely need a boo one, but. Well, Lizzie, ones and twos on the board. I'll say, like, it's been so fun. I have been Facebook marketplacing my little head
this
off.
This is like a job made for you.
Oh, my God.
You love this kind of stuff.
Decor, logistics.
You love
renting
that.
A van.
Proving you're strong.
Oh,
you
my
love
God.
Lifting a heavy thing and everyone going, look at how strong
Whoa,
she is.
She's tall. She's strong. In front of Ronnie, too, yeah. which is like... Ronnie's, even though Ronnie and I are very close friends at this point, there's still a part of me that's like, I gotta be cool in front of
yeah,
Ronnie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm just like dragging 50 pounds of furniture being like,
do you like me?
Got it.
Do you like me for me?
Dude, I'm so impressive.
So I guess we should just give the girlies an update on like the cast and crew.
Yeah. So
we're the same.
Yep.
It's still us. It's still Andrea Allen and Lizzie Cassidy.
We remain.
We didn't say that, I think.
Oh, yeah.
This
hey.
Is still Respectfully Podcast.
Welcome. Nice. Hit the fucking drop on that. Absolute face plant.
Well, I was gonna say, I don't know if
it keeps going. Let's just
I don't know
the
if it records our voices while I do that.
It does.
I think it does, but it sounds weird in my cans. Mm-hmm. My boobs.
Hey.
It's making it sound worse than it is because Mike isn't here anymore.
Mike isn't here.
And that's not, there's no drama.
No, no.
Don't look into it.
Don't look into it.
It's just what it is. Andrea started her own business.
Yeah. I've been wanting to do this and I also like haven't had the, I used to be such a fucking crazy maniac and like, I feel like the last, I don't know, 2, 5, 15, 20 years of my life, it's just been like survival mode, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I think I finally have like some energy to launch something.
Yeah.
So 4B Studios, shout out to it. And if you get the reference, you get the reference.
Hey.
Hey, 4B Movement. in Korea, oh, where the women were like, I cool. will not fucking suck dick.
That's cool. Yeah. Us two bitches who are fully in committed right, relationships to men. With men.
Yeah.
For me movement.
Whoa.
We're doing the thing where we're like, if I didn't have my boyfriend, I'd be gay.
Right. But Ronnie's gay.
It's a she/her/ass production.
Absolutely. There's some probably some theys coming in here, and they're welcome. Yeah. So, by the way, plugging away, if you want a very nice podcast studio in New York City, hit your boy up. We got good cameras. We got a lot going on. Would love to see you.
But yeah, but don't be like weird about it.
Don't be weird. There is, dude. I don't even like don't this. Be weird. So scary. There's like a guy who fire emojis literally everything that I yeah. do, and he was just like, I would love to hear about your studio. And I was like, I don't think no, I should email you.
Of course
yeah.
not. Of course not.
I think that I'll
let you into my space, my home.
Yeah.
No.
And you'll be the last face I see.
No way. No yeah. way, Jose.
Guys and gals and
but
gays.
Ronnie's here. Ronnie came with us.
And Ronnie's got a gun. So
and
we're
Ronnie's
good to go.
Got a gun.
Ronnie 3D printed 10 guns for the studio.
So that's what's going on. We got Ronnie. Mike's not here. We love him.
Yep. And Andrea's the new boss.
And Andrea's the boss. And Andrea's my boss now.
Yeah, I pay Lizzie to talk to me. That's what's up.
I didn't have the right sound, so I paid.
Yeah. You know what?
Kind I wanted like a dun dun dun. Yeah. But that was the closest I could get.
I really like that. That's also another mean drop.
Yeah.
We should have like
somebody's like, yeah, and then my mom was diagnosed with brain cancer. Boo hoo, idiot. Just kidding. Sorry if that happened.
You're still not funny, so it doesn't matter to me.
As if we'd ever have someone not funny on.
Right. Fair. True and fair. So it's a new year.
We're new year, doing new stew. Same us.
Same old
same
dogs.
Us.
Same old fucking.
Have not improved personally, even a little bit.
Not. I'm tired of that.
I know.
I mean, gratitude is out.
Gratitude is out.
In.
Oh, love that.
Oh my God, she's back.
Love that. The girlies love that.
Well, thank you so much. But we did, I love these, the like ins and outs of 2025.
Yeah. We made lists of what's in and what's out. And if you listen to this, you know that we're right.
Yeah.
We have we're the arbiters opinions. Of everything.
Mm-hmm. And, let's, maybe we just go one by one. Yeah. Like you do yours, you do mine. I'm interested to hear your first one.
I'll do one and then you do one.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And you know what? If you listen to this, take out a notebook because everything we're about to say is pure fire.
Fact. It's a factual episode.
Absolute fact. Mm-hmm. My first one, and I have a lot to say about this.
Oh, yeah.
Let my first in is taking the subway as the train
as
goes by.
As you can hear it. Yes. Interesting. Okay.
Because right now, there's a lot of fear mongering going on about the subway.
Yeah.
And listen, I'm not going to come on here and act like bad stuff doesn't happen.
Some lady got a little lit on fire.
That one was really bad. I'm not going to come on here and act like people, you know, people don't get hurt on the subway, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I'm also not going to come on here and act like there couldn't be better allocated resources to stop that from happening.
Exactly.
There could be mental health services on the subway. There could be. Oh, you guys know.
Mayor
you
Adams.
Mayor Adams.
This is an Adams problem, not an unhoused person who's been like let down by every
that's the thing,
echelon
like,
of
first
society.
First of all, when you say the subway is dangerous, you sound racist and classist and ableist and whatever.
All the things.
All the things. All the is. You sound like an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
Also, though, the more we take the subway, the safer we are on the subway.
More people.
The more people that are on the subway, the safer the subway is. Also, 3 million people take the subway every day.
Pretty good
and don't get
stats.
Hurt.
Yeah, pretty good stats.
So let's stop acting like we can't take the fucking subway.
Yeah.
With this whole, there's like the congestion pricing in New York now, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, oh, so what? So now like the subway is dangerous and I can't drive? No, the subway is safe.
Get on the train.
Get on the train.
Put your boots on
Put
the
your
ground.
Big girl pants on and get on the damn train. I've been doing it for 10 years.
Same.
Have I had to get on the tracks once? Yeah. Have I had to pepper spray two guys? You betcha. But guess where that happened? Above ground.
Right. Have I gotten... Also, like, street smarted up a little bit.
Yeah, maybe. Fucking turn your music down. Look around. Stand with your back against the wall. You're a smart girl.
Keep your ears open.
You can do this.
Yeah, and it's also like there is this, I take Ubers, I'm rich, and I live in New York. And I'm like, okay, it's your right to do that. But also like, get out of here then.
Not to mention, stop talking to me like the bikes are safe. Hello.
Yeah. Hey.
Bestie died on that one.
Yeah, R.I.P.
But the other thing I was going to say is if if you're like, if you're sitting there listening to this and you're like, Lizzie, you're telling me to take the subway. And boy, do I want to do everything you say. but I live and work in Brooklyn and there isn't a train that goes from where I live to where I work.
There's a bus.
The bus. The bus rules.
I think I put the bus in my ins.
The bus is in my, so the subway and the bus are in one thing in my inn.
Yeah, fair.
Taking the subway and taking the bus is in. Also, it's chic.
Yeah.
The bus. Do you know how fucking chic it is to get on the bus in a fake fur coat?
I love it.
That's chic.
I love
That's Carrie Bradshaw.
Yes. There is.
Take the bus.
It's the, and also Carrie Bradshaw's ad was on the side of the bus.
I'm saying.
Imagine having an ad on the side of the bus and being the bus.
Well, there's that episode where that happens and the girl goes, right. why are you taking the bus and you're on the bus? And she's like, I couldn't. But
yeah. Okay. I spent a lot of money on shoes.
Take the bus. Spend your money on shoes and not Ubers and take the bus.
Yes. Yeah. There's like the, I go on the bus late at night too because I live like deep in like grown up Brooklyn. Get on a bus in Greenpoint. No one's there. Pop your music on. Look out
That's
into
what
the
I
world. It's as fast as an Uber and you, I, it's a giant limousine as far as I'm concerned.
It's a giant limousine. Also like it's just better.
Yes.
It just is a better experience. Like walking to the bus stop. Also, it's a great way to like live in the city you live in.
Yeah.
I feel like taking an Uber is like teleporting, which sometimes is what you want to do.
When you're in trouble, you know? Or you're tired or whatever.
Or you're tired or it's really late and you have to go far. Like I work in Brooklyn and my boyfriend lives in Harlem. I'll take an Uber if it's like 2 a.m. because I want to teleport.
Yeah.
But if it's the middle of the fucking day, how about live in the city you live in?
Yeah. There's also like people are like, everyone has a New York story. How are you going to have a New York story, bitch?
I'm saying.
If you're in a Camry.
I'm saying.
Also.
Or a Tesla, God forbid.
Also, like.
They make me car sick.
I mean, they make me sick because I'm a leftist, communist,
and
rich
that,
woman.
And
totally. But yeah, it's like the cars are scary. Uber's women be getting abducted.
I got in a car accident 3 weeks ago.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
How about that?
Yeah.
How about that?
How about that? The bus has a lane.
How about that?
And you sent me a text. I got in a car accident. So I'm fine. I'm like, okay.
Okay.
I mean, I believe
you. Yeah, I did get sideswiped by a bus, but not a city bus.
Because they know what they're doing. All right. I'm going to hit you with an out.
Give me an out.
Because we just foreshadowed it. Saying you love me when you just met me.
It's out.
It's weird.
It's phony.
Yes, it is. And it's also, unfortunately, kind of a girl thing, a girl and gay thing.
Yeah.
I will say counter, there should be a way to be like, I just met you and like, I fuck
I'm
with
vibing
you hard.
With you. But say that.
Exactly.
Literally say that to me. That's like, such a more real compliment.
Yeah. Oh my God, I love you. And then you're sitting there being like, I'm not going to say I love you too.
You know what I got the other day that I loved?
Mm.
I was hanging out with a bunch of comics and... And I loved that. I was hanging out with a bunch of comics and there was one guy where we had never seen each other do stand up.
Cool.
But we were like friends with the same people sort of, and we were all sitting together. And he said to me, he was like, I could tell by, and then we did another show where we saw each other do stand up and we were talking after.
Yeah.
And he was like, I knew you were going to be funny.
Yeah.
Because I could tell when we were hanging out with our friends.
Yeah.
That you were funny and that you were going to be good at stand up.
A funny hang is
that's
big deal.
That's way better than I love you.
Yeah, I love
you. That's someone being like, I don't know you that well, but I fuck with you.
Yeah.
And I get it. I see it.
Dude, I love you is also like, now we have a contract.
Yeah.
Now every time I see you, I have to be like, and it's like,
yeah, and there's this social pressure for me to say it back, and I just like really reserve that for certain people in my life.
I can barely say it to the people. I mean,
dude, you and I say it to each other only when something big is happening.
I know. When I tee up to text you, I love you.
Same.
I have to be like,
it's like, it's just send it,
just do it.
It's fine. She already knows. She already knows.
And I've known you for fucking 8+ years, and you're one of my best friends. But it's like, it's so. I just met you. Also, the I love you person is never someone cool.
But also, I'd argue that because we're like that with each other, it means something when we say
it. I agree.
Yeah. Because we do say it when something really good or really bad happens.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Do you know what also? The I love you person is only assigning their personality to you.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, oh my God, I love you. We're the same. And you're like, no, we're not.
Did you wish?
Yeah.
Bitch, you wish we were the same.
Don't fucking try to slide a contract to me. Like, we're as cool as each other. Isn't it so refreshing to find someone as cool? And I'm like, you are a 3.
And you're like, you're seeing that. I'm sure not.
Personality wise, you're packing a 2.
I'm sure as shit not seeing what you're seeing here.
Also, your jaw is moving in a way that is freaking.
I mean, it's cocaine me for out. Sure.
Yeah. Cocaine, love you is a cocaine-y person yes. thing. And like, fine, you're a cocaine-y person, but you know I'm sober and it's 2 a.m.
Yeah.
Roll it back.
Also, I told you this story, but there was a guy that we know that I don't like, and I've been very open sure. about it to him and everyone around him.
Oh, I love that.
And one time I was leaving a hang, and the person sitting next to him said, I love you to me. And this is a person I love.
Yeah.
This is a past guest. One of the people we've named as the five good men. But, you know, I was like, I love you too. And then this other guy was like, I also love you, by the way.
Oh,
did that.
Ew.
And I went, okay. And then he went, I know that I was mean to you when we first met.
Great.
And that's why you don't like me.
Okay, great.
But I do love you.
Now I'm trapped.
First of all, now you're, I love you raping me. Because you're yes. acknowledging that I don't feel the same way, but you're making me say it.
Aren't you embarrassed?
So instead of saying I love you back, I put my hand on his shoulder and I said, that's not why I don't like you.
Bitch. And this person deserves to hear this.
Yeah.
And has been asking with his behavior
to hear this.
And he's using the weapon of I love you and, oh, I'm self-aware about,
yeah,
I've been this, and but, you know,
yeah,
I'm a nice guy. And I'm like,
you can't just I love you your way out of being a bad guy.
Yes.
And hey, a lot of your boyfriends are doing 100%, that, by the way.
I was going to say, ladies.
And by the way, a lot of your boyfriends are doing that.
Actions, not words.
Wait, that brings me to an in.
Let's go.
That brings me to an in that I have.
Aerie.
My in, and this might be controversial.
Okay.
My in
race
is,
wars.
Is the Reddit Am I Overreacting page.
Oh, I should not go there for triggering reasons.
No, these people are dumb. They're dumb. They're so dumb.
Yes.
They're dumb as a box of rocks. And mm-hmm. I've been reading this every night before I go to bed. And it does like trigger
it's
me.
It's like your ASMR.
Because they all talk like a certain ex-boyfriend I had. Rat sure. bitch.
Okay, rat bitch.
But it's all women being like, hey, am I overreacting? My boyfriend cheated on me 6 times.
Oh, girl.
And then this is a screenshot of him yelling at me for being mad about it.
Girls.
But it's like, it's really fun, like, gossip of people you don't know.
Yeah. Oh.
And the satisfying thing about the Reddit Am I Overreacting page, and I did not expect this from Reddit, I will say. I thought it was really incel-y on there.
No, it's not.
All the comments are always what I was thinking.
Ooh.
And that feels good.
It's a think tank.
That feels like when you watch a prank show and it's really tense. The yeah. moment that they go, hey, it's a prank. That it's that feeling. When you go to the comments and everyone's saying what you were thinking, you go,
oh.
And then there's a comment where the OP, as they call them.
Okay, someone's a
original poster.
Are you a Twitch streamer now?
Then they'll go, hey, just so you guys know, I did break up with him. Thanks for your advice.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Love that.
You're just going, yeah, in your apartment late yeah. at night going, ah.
My boyfriend's asleep.
And you're like,
I'm screaming at the top of my lungs, dancing on the bed.
Okay, interesting. Is there anyone that is, am I overreacting? And they very much are.
There's sometimes like they're not overreacting, but they are wrong. They
yeah.
are the wrong one.
Yeah.
And people will be like, hey, you shouldn't have posted this. This sucks for you.
Dude.
You know?
I mean, that's kind of like, I guess the boiled down version of that is like nicely telling people that they're wrong.
Yeah.
Which I think is the kind thing to do,
yeah.
but it's reserved like the I love you for the big moments and for the people that you care about.
Yeah.
But maybe kind of do it whenever you want, to be honest. Maybe kind of just do it.
Maybe it's kind of in.
Maybe
it's kind of in to be like, you're being crazy right now.
Hey, this is like fundamentally not cool.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go.
And I just wanted to drop that on you before
Dude,
I
when
leave.
People do that, though, socially, you're like, when a hero comes
I know.
Along.
With the strength to say you're wrong.
Oh, my God. We're crazy
today. Oh, my
today.
God.
Yeah,
we're
on. Tell people
we're
locked in. Tell people they're wrong. This is an out for me. And you texted me in response to this one.
Oh, yeah. I have different feelings
Controverse.
About this.
Obviously, I've come to accept that millennia or the 2000s
yeah.
have been back, are back. And I've been like, young people are hot and, you know, the juicy sweat
yeah.
thing looks good on you. And I fuck with it. I'm not one of these geezers that's like, oh, my God.
I got bullied for wearing this
right.
when I was in 2002.
Shut up.
Come off it.
I see a fucking wasted girl in Bushwick wearing
Come
a pair of lowriders and the fucking thongs out. And I'm like, God bless.
Also, you weren't wearing that. You were wearing a peplum top and we all know it.
Oh, my God. Yeah, right.
You were wearing Chevron and we all know it.
Yes. No, hot girls in recycled trends. I love it. But, or you don't have to be hot. Just be confident, which is hot. But Ed Hardy.
Yeah.
Come on.
Okay. Can I give my defense of Ed Hardy?
I know what your defense is because you are a Harley Davidson girl.
I am a Harley Davidson girl.
Which I like. Ed Hardy is Harley Davidson's ugly cousin.
My defense of it is,
yeah,
if someone wearing it knows exactly what they're doing, I think it eats.
Absolute thin margin.
Yes, agree.
The thinnest margin.
Listen. If you bought an Ed Hardy sweatshirt from an Urban Outfitters, threw it on with a baggy pair of jeans and thought you were doing something,
yeah,
that's out.
And that's...
But thrifting it?
Okay.
Putting it with a nice little cute outfit.
Ed Hardy and like those black parachute-y pants and then yeah. combat boots.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of eating.
Okay, but taking a snack, I'll say, for sure. An appetizer.
It also depends on what the Ed Hardy article of clothing is. What about this?
Okay.
Cool outfit, whatever, uh-huh. picture. Maybe like a cool, like perfectly fitting wife beater and baggy jorts. Maybe
okay.
that outfit
yes.
with like low rise with a stud belt.
Seeing it.
Ed Hardy baseball hat. Tell me that's not kind of eating.
I think it's embarrassing.
I think it's kind of cool.
I think it's embarrassing and this is where we diverge.
I think it's kind of cool.
Because it's so egregious.
That's why I think it's kind of cool.
I know. And I'm usually a statement bitch, but there's something about it where I'm like, you're going to be so
yeah.
embarrassed. When you see a photo of yourself in that bedazzled ass bullshit, you work in marketing.
Yeah, I'm also from the Northeast.
Yeah, okay.
Where
yeah.
like animal print is a neutral.
Yeah, beautiful.
And like, if your jeans aren't saddle scratchers, why are you wearing them?
Okay, yeah. It's your culture. Know? Maybe I'm not, I'm culture blind to
so
this one.
I think it just, I think I like, I think wearing an Ed Hardy hoodie is akin to wearing a leopard print fur coat in a
sure.
way.
Yeah, which I am.
It's gauche.
Yeah.
But if you know it's gauche, I like that about you.
Gauche well executed yes. is beautiful.
Yes.
But it's also like, I hate like bandwagon-y stuff.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
If you think you can just throw that on.
Yeah.
That's
not
what I'm talking about.
You are sorely mistaken.
I'm talking about building a look.
Yes.
And different.
If you're throwing on an ugly bullshit with that, it's like those fucking TikToks or videos where it's like worn versus styled.
Yeah.
And like, styled out Ed Hardy, fine.
Fine.
But I'm looking at you, and if it's bad, I am taking a photo of you in the subway,
right.
and I'm
and
going,
that's fair.
When you're 40, this is going to be
embarrassing. Also, you better be 20 fucking two.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like,
you better be hot in 22.
I know. I hate to say it.
I mean, let me tell you, if a 40-year-old man we knew put on an Ed Hardy t-shirt and showed up to a hang, I'd ruin his life. I'd verbally gouge his eyes out.
If my husband started coming out with the Ed Hardy,
that would be crazy.
I'd be like, we got to take you to a facility.
That would be, honestly, I'll say this. If you're a man at all.
No.
If you're a man at all, don't touch Mr. Ed Hardy.
No, you and Ed are not having dinner.
Mr. Hardy is not for you.
No. And the only one, again, it's just hot people. Like
yes.
if you're a waifish Twinkie guy.
Hot, cool people.
Yes. Yes. Not hot like. Preppy.
No.
Hot, like, kind of goth.
Bushwick hot.
Kind of gay.
Yeah.
You know. Are you still a piece of shit? Probably.
Probably.
But I would have dated you 17 times.
Also, if you bought it on the TikTok shop and I can tell, you're out.
Suck my cock.
That's out.
All right. What do you got?
What did I did an in last time, so I should do an out.
Let's do it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, she's teeing it up.
Listen, I was informed the other day by someone who does this.
Mm-hmm.
That a lot of people are buying all of their paper towels and toilet paper and other things of that nature, hand soap,
mm-hmm,
et cetera,
mm-hmm,
on Amazon.
Get the fuck out.
That's out.
Yeah.
Just so you know, that's always been out.
Yeah.
And it's more out than it ever has been.
Yeah.
It's actually crazy to me.
Yeah.
That you can't. And don't you fucking dare come at me with the what if I'm disabled. I'm not fucking talking to you.
Yes.
I'm talking about people.
By the way, disabled people, out.
Disabled people in my comment section, out.
Enough. Ableism isn't real.
It's like one of the most real ones.
I know. I'm like, oh, you're in a wheelchair?
Out.
Attention whore.
You guys know we're joking,
yep,
right?
Yeah, sure. Clip it.
But the Amazon thing, it's out.
It's so bad.
It's so, it's actually like really embarrassing that you said to my face that you do that.
No, it's like egregious.
You can't, and if on top of everything you live in New York, motherfucking city,
right,
There is a corner store and a grocery store within walking distance of your apartment.
Run by like a person.
Run by a person. It's crazy to not use your feet to get toilet paper.
Yeah. Don't be a capitalist pig.
You need your toilet paper to be overnight shipped to you tomorrow.
It's like disgusting. I mean, I feel like one of my...
What the hell?
What the hell's wrong with
what
you?
What the hell?
Also, don't you be fucking throwing lefty shit up on your story if you're doing
I'm
that.
I'm saying.
You're a coward and a liar.
You're buying like coffee grounds on Amazon?
No, it's bad. It's bad. Only...
That's like really lame.
It's terrible.
That's like really, really lame. People have to piss in a jar at work because right. you can't take your ass to the corner store to get paper damn towels.
You're like a king. You're sitting yeah. there on your throne being like, poor people must suffer.
And then being like, it didn't come fast
for me
enough
to wipe my ass. Enough. You came too fast.
Now, I'll give you this. You know, I recently, pre-strike, but recently,
yeah,
made an Amazon purchase.
I do it as a last.
Because I went to four stores.
Yeah, same as you.
I went to four stores trying to find fingerless gloves because I have acrylic nails. And my hands get cold, but my nails are too long.
Poser.
And I couldn't find them, so I ordered them on Amazon because I did need them quickly. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't find them in a store.
Yeah.
Okay? There's a reason Amazon exists.
Yeah.
Jeff won. The stores don't have gloves anymore.
Jeffrey Bezos.
But you know what the stores do have? Paper fucking towels.
No, it's like a disgusting act.
And dish soap.
I also, like, there's things like, people make fun of like bougie environmentally friendly shit.
Yeah.
And some of it's egregiously expensive and only for like delusional right. trust fund people. Sorry. But some of it is the same price.
Yeah.
And you're just like, oh, I'm not a fucking sellout. I'm like,
yeah.
You don't need to buy 17 different containers and like right. watch a turtle get choked out because right. like you're not like other girls.
Right.
Buy it.
Just buy it once.
Well, there's also like, I think one of my ins on my list was like actually giving a fuck. Aww. And what I mean by that is like we should have been giving a fuck in a real way for a long yeah. time, and that's why we're in this stink hole of hell that we live in. But I am so tired of like fake activism.
Well, yeah, and the other thing I was gonna say about the Amazon thing is, yeah. Forgive me, I did make a TikTok about this, mm-hmm. but people love to quote, there's no ethical consumption under capitalism.
Oh my God, I saw one. Yeah, yeah,
they're
yeah.
way out of being like lazy.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yep.
Brother, yep. that is not what that means.
No. It like, I saw TikTok.
That means like, I had to buy an iPhone.
Right.
Because in order to get a job in this country, I need to have my email on my phone and it's cheaper than a laptop.
Yeah.
And I know that iPhones aren't ethically made. I know that there's child labor involved or whatever. I don't remember everything. I didn't invent the world.
Yeah.
But like,
you didn't?
I know.
That's crazy.
And it seems like I did.
It'd be way better if you did.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. It would be at least cooler.
Yeah.
But that's what that means. That doesn't mean that every time you feel lazy, you can order at the tip of your finger.
What are you, a fucking prince?
I mean.
But it's also like, we can't, with TikTok and every, like all of the media, like people-driven media, if you want to call it there,
yeah.
there's propaganda. Blah, 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 blah. I read Howard Zinn, I read it all. And I'm unhappier for it, but you have to read it too.
Yeah.
If you're in hell with me.
Pop open manufacturing consent.
Oh my God.
And then call me back.
And read the statistics.
By the way, it does not have to be as long as it is.
Oh my God, the bibliography of that fucking thing. But like, it's more so like the direness of our world right now could not be more apparent.
Yeah.
And it's like, at a certain point, I'm like, if you're not trying in any way to mitigate the harm of your life, you're like a pig and a coward.
Yeah.
And I'm like, we sometimes do bad stuff, and also being like, oh, I'm going to be vegetarian. Oh, your hand right. soap comes in. I'm like, you're harming.
Yeah.
And then the same people will watch like a nature documentary and a turtle will be getting like choked out by a thing. And they'll be, it's so hard to watch. You did it.
I know.
You're doing
it's also
it.
Like, people get very into the like black and white thinking of
sure.
it.
Yeah.
Harm reduction, baby.
Yeah.
You know, just fucking don't order the towels on Amazon.
I didn't have a kid. I walk I didn't around. Have, I
this
take
is what
public
I always
transportation.
Say. I always say I have no carbon footprint. I'm not having kids and I don't have a car. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay?
Right.
So, yeah, I can buy paper towels, but you know where I buy them from? The damn bodega.
Right.
Because I'm an adult.
Right.
And I have 2 feet that work. Thank God.
Mm-hmm.
And I use them to go get You're my not fucking paper towel.
Fake disabled, am I right?
Hey-o. I actually am fake disabled. Oh, yeah? I have ADHD, which is the disease of the fake disabled.
You're right.
That's the one where people go, hey.
Right.
Hey, I have to get my paper towels on Amazon because I have ADHD and I don't remember. And you know what? I have that. And I don't remember to get them until I'm out of them.
Yeah.
And you know what's a lot easier than waiting a whole day to have them? Go into the damn bodega.
Right.
Put your pants on.
And I have Lou Gehrig's disease.
And by the way, Andrea has Lou Gehrig's disease. Soon to be called Andrea Allen's disease.
I got Lou Gehrig's
That'd
disease.
That'd be really... I don't even want to think about that. That'd be really fucked up.
Let's not manifest that. I fully agree with you on this one. Give a fuck. I also like, if you are a Zionist, obviously Zionism is out. We can go without saying.
Yeah. Hey, guys. Zionism, it's out.
With a straight face.
We've finally decided.
White supremacists out.
Out.
Shockingly still happening.
Out.
Young white supremacists
out.
Get laid.
I have so many of these.
I know. What was my... Okay, so mine was giving a fuck, which was also paper towel related. I can do...
Do an out.
I'll do an out. Talking about social media.
Out!
Shut up.
And I almost don't want to expand on this one because then we'll be doing it.
No, we're not doing it.
But you get it.
Yeah.
It's out.
Shut up. It's out.
It's out. It's over.
You're boring.
It's over. Either stance you're on.
Yeah.
Either I like it or I don't like it, you're out.
Poo.
How about have a conversation about what you saw today?
How about this?
How about take the bus?
Yep.
And then tell me what you saw on the
bus.
That's the real social media.
Social media is everything. Everywhere all at
Experience
once.
Experience your life and tell me a story.
Truly. It's happening now, people.
Come on.
And you can enjoy it on your phone. Just don't pretend that you don't like it, because you do.
I have a fun one.
All right, let's go.
In?
Mm-hmm.
Taxidermy.
Oh, has been in.
And guess what your girl just bought?
Oh, we got another crocodile in the mix.
Oh, it's so cool.
Yeah.
And as you guys know, I have a taxidermy crocodile wearing a burlesque outfit. His name is Jeff Croxworthy. We love him.
Mm-hmm.
I just bought
a stuffed version of your ex-boyfriend.
I just bought it's him.
And taxidermy your enemies.
I bought a real taxidermied, under glass, two-headed,
okay,
duckling.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
Oh my god!
Get that in my house.
A yellow duckling.
Yellow duckling.
Yeah, let's
two
go.
Heads,
dude. I was so close to buying a black panther for the studio, but it was $250.
I know. I almost bought that for my apartment.
Yeah.
So a girl that we kind of know, I would say that we're not friends. She would say that we're not friends. Not that we are
enemies.
On purpose not friends.
Yeah.
We just don't like hang out outside of school.
Pamela Anderson.
She posted this two-headed duckling on her story.
Yeah.
She was at a store in Baltimore. And she was like, what a weird, isn't this weird? And I immediately DM'd her and said, what's the name of that store? Do they have a website?
Right, right.
And
so
then
I can send
him.
Hate mail.
And then I saved him.
Oh, I'm so happy for you.
And now he's in 3 to 5 business days. They will be mine.
Yeah, obviously. Ducks are not. Gender is
not. Well, it has two heads.
Right. One's a boy, one's a girl.
I don't know.
And together they are nothing.
And I love them and they're my children.
You know
and
what?
Taxidermy's in. Unless it's bats, because there's no ethical way to taxidermy bats.
I didn't know that.
Because there's not enough like dead bats around.
I've always said
so
that.
So people are killing bats.
There's never
to taxiderm-
enough dead bats
there's,
around.
Get this. Because of goth bitches like me, there's a higher demand for taxidermied bats than there is the number of dead bats.
Oh, big bat is taking over.
So big taxidermied bat is killing bats.
Oh.
But there's a girl, you can Google this. There's a girl on Etsy who makes fake ones that look real. So if you need a bat,
yes,
go to her.
In a pinch, order direct
isn't
from
it
this
so,
goth.
Isn't it so embarrassing that I know that?
I mean, it's not surprising.
It's so goth that I know that.
Yeah, it's kind
Which
of
Which brings me to another in.
Okay.
And I'm just going to rattle this one
yeah,
off.
Yeah, let's go.
Trad goth makeup.
Oh, like the OG.
The white.
Oh.
The white, not face paint,
yeah,
but white foundation.
Yeah, really close.
Gray contour, big eyeliner,
Elvira.
Black lipstick.
Yeah.
Goth, trad goth makeup is in. If I wasn't a comedian and I was just like a cool girl, I'd be doing this.
I would love to see that. Can you
know
do
what
it,
I mean?
Can you do it secretly one night? We both just wear full trad goth makeup and say nothing about it.
Yeah.
Come on.
We're already so pale. People will be like, so you're doing a fun eyeliner thing? Drag goth makeup is in. Being goth is in. Being a freak is in.
Yeah.
Taxidermy is in.
Yeah.
Be a freak. Do something fun with your life. Stop wearing tiny gold hoops and a slick back bun if that's not who you are.
Yeah, I agree.
Be a freak.
I agree.
I don't give a fuck if you work in marketing. You're at the bar.
Yeah.
Be a freak.
It's your life.
This whole thing that's like, oh, what does a 23-year-old professional wear to the club? A fucking short skirt and she shakes her ass.
Yeah.
Put on some cool makeup.
And a parasol.
Get a taxidermy two-headed snake.
Yeah.
And be cool.
I have always been this freak.
Yes.
Energy, especially when I was younger and more mentally ill. And I'm like, why would you waste this time?
I'm saying.
Not being a freak.
Because now I am like a 28-year-old woman with a job where I have to get on stage in front of people.
Yeah.
And I can't look like a full freak or else I'd have to address it.
Yeah, yeah, you know? Yeah.
So I long,
mm-hmm.
I long mm-hmm. for the days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what's, this is, I don't know how to frame this. I wouldn't say out or in, but I'll say this out, not squandering your youth.
Yeah. Out squandering your youth.
Yeah. 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 Because we've talked about like how COVID stole.
I got this.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Go.
Out growing up too fast.
Oh my God, yes.
Growing up too fast is out.
Dude, fuck a stranger.
Fuck a stranger. Put on a slutty fucking outfit.
Yeah.
Put on a slutty outfit for a board game party.
Yes.
I did that.
Yeah, I know you did.
And you know what? I looked better than everyone there.
Of course you did.
And they were very nice.
Those tits out for Dungeons and Dragons, you're welcome.
It's awesome.
Get your tits out.
Get your tits out, shake some ass.
Don't be worried.
There will be a time in your life soon where you don't get to shake ass.
I know. And that's not that I'm not at that time. I'm still very much naked on the internet. But like I do sometimes dress a little bit more buttoned up now than I used to. And
yeah,
I look
me too.
Back at photos and I'm like, good for you, bitch.
I look back at photos and I go, look at her.
And if I hadn't done that, you know, there's like, and again, like the state of the world, it's like young people are super politically active and we're all just like yeah. very serious right now.
Yes.
And I'm like, that's good. But also like, should you know about work? Should this consume your life?
Well, it's you can do
hard.
Two things at once.
Yeah.
You can care about the world and shake ass.
Yeah. You can be Greta Thunberg and also
get fingered in a bar bathroom.
And I hope that all you Thunbergers are out there getting, I mean,
you need it.
Getting even, some would say, God, what? The shocker?
Yeah, get shocker.
Get shocked.
Dude, a pinky in your butthole, you won't even notice.
That the first time someone fingered me, they shockered me. And
oh
I
my
went,
God.
Whoa.
Yeah.
This feels not consensual.
Not one in the stink.
18.
How hard is your heart out, by the way?
Because
it is 527.
All right. Let's. What? How long have we
should
been
we rapid
going
fire
for?
The rest of these?
Yeah, let's rapid
Wait,
fire.
Wait, but I have one that I can't rapid fire.
Yeah, who cares?
So I should do it quick. I should do it now.
Get it now. Do it now.
Okay, ready?
We'll do it live, yeah.
You know what's so out it makes me crazy?
Mm-hmm.
Situationship. That is out, and I'll tell you why.
For every reason.
If you are saying to my face mm-hmm. that you are in a situationship, I know that the person you're talking about is not calling it that because they will never see it as a relationship.
Yeah.
They do not consider themselves having a relationship with you. You are a person they're fucking.
I know.
And you're calling it a situationship as if it's going to become something else. That's embarrassing.
I know.
Stop fucking people who don't respect you or like giving your, you know, you can like one time fuck someone
sure.
who doesn't respect
hey,
you. Hello.
6 months. Come on.
I just said get out there and shake some ass.
Yeah.
And I meant it.
Yeah. Get through.
But I'm saying like if somebody is like emotionally and physically using you.
Yeah.
And you're going to come to me and we have to analyze a bunch of text messages. Babe, hey, throwback, he's just not that into you.
Oh, what a great... I read that book, by the way.
Situationship is out.
Was
you sound
I gifted
corny
it
and
by
annoying.
My mean friends? Sure. Okay.
The
Ouch.
New, by the way, the new, he's just not that into you is when your friends give you the book attached.
Oh, God, I know. Attachment styles is just a way to be like, bitch.
I know. You're not going to fix him. It's not going to change. If you for 9 fucking months are no. using the word situationship at me, I think you're a damn fool.
Yeah, there's a woman well into her 40s.
And I've done it.
Me too.
But I was a fool.
I was a fool and I regret giving that person my pussy.
Yes, and my time.
Oh my God, my precious time of which there is a limited, the only limited resource, time. Shout out
we got
to
plenty of water.
Mm-hmm. No, soon.
There
was a... There was a woman well into her 40s that was doing situation or like dumb bullshit,
yeah.
you know? And I just say that to be like, you should know better at that juncture yeah. in your life.
And also, you do have less time than someone who's 21. If you want the traditional things.
Right. Let's not be wasting it.
Yeah.
Girly or womanly.
Womany.
Womany. Woman folk. But
Miss Lady.
Yes. Madame Lady.
Yeah.
Mademoiselle. But a friend of mine tweeted about her, like one of the meanest people I've ever known.
Yeah.
Which is like amazing because I've known a lot of mean ladies. Was just like added her and was like at blah 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 is the dumbest bitch I've ever met.
This.
And I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It makes you look like a dumb bitch.
Yeah.
I understand that someone's manipulating and taking advantage of you.
Yeah.
But you using the word situationship to my face is kind of harming your credibility with me.
Yeah. Don't make the group look bad.
Don't make the group look bad.
Yeah.
We're strong bitches.
We're
over
riding
here.
A tight ship.
Do not make the group look bad.
Fucking pull it together.
Pull it together. Pull You're it letting together, a bitch. Loser come inside you for no emotional gain.
And in front of everybody. You're being
in front of God and everybody.
Maybe.
You're talking about it. I mean, tighten up, ladies. Mm.
Let's get it together.
I have one more out that I think we'll want to talk about a little bit.
Let's do it.
This is, again, so far out.
Yeah.
That it makes me so mad.
It's on the horizon.
And it's happening a lot.
Okay.
Canceling on your friends last minute is out.
Oh, I hate that.
It's out.
I hate that.
And I don't mean, listen, like you and I, if we're just like going to get coffee before something else.
Yeah, sure.
That's different.
And if it like time-wise doesn't lock in, we're like, whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah.
You know? If I made a damn dinner reservation and I'm putting makeup on and you're canceling on me last minute.
No one wants to dance with me at the dance.
You're a bad friend.
Yeah, you are.
You are a bad friend. I don't give a fuck what your thing is. Listen, I know that people have real emergencies. Obviously, that's not what I'm talking about.
Yeah, for sure.
A lot of you are bailing and flaking on your fucking friends thinking that they're still going to be there.
Yeah.
They're not. They're going to stop inviting you as they should.
And there's also like the like everything's casual culture and like
I don't owe anyone anything.
And like you get it. I'm like going through something is out.
Enough.
Everyone is.
It's out.
Shut up. But it's like you don't owe your friends to not be rude to them.
Yeah.
I don't care how quote unquote close you are with each other.
Like, yeah.
It's out.
I saw a great TikTok today. I'm going to try to find this person's name really quickly. Because I'm going to quote her pretty much directly, them. I don't know their pronouns. Great, got it. Their display name on TikTok is Dar Glee Cast Version Hilarious.
Love it.
Daria Yasmin on TikTok made a video that was like, a lot of you think that you can have friends and not be inconvenienced by them.
Yeah.
It's okay to be inconvenienced by your friends.
Sometimes you got to go to a shitty party.
I'll give you an example. Because we're comedians, a lot of times the way that our socializing works is you're on this show and I'm on this show. So after our shows, we'll meet up at this place in the middle.
Yeah.
Right? So last night I had plans with my friends to meet up and have dinner after we all did our shows.
Yeah.
My show got canceled.
Mm-hmm.
So I just went to dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Then at the dinner, we ran into some other comedians that came up and one of the other guys was like, so you just took the train all the way here to just have dinner? Yes.
Yeah.
I went out to have dinner with my friends.
Because we said
I don't
would.
Need to get paid to leave my house and meet my friends.
Ugh.
I told them I'd meet them for dinner. They are important to me.
Right.
I love them.
Yeah.
This is the part of the night I was looking forward to.
Right. Right.
So I got on the fucking train and met my friends to have dinner with them. And that is not an inconvenience to me. It's a damn privilege.
Love it. Also, you can tell that person is self-important and uses people.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't immediately unfold in front of my eyes and I didn't get something for it.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Also, to act like there's nothing in it for me when I'm having a wonderful time with two people that are very dear to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's something in that for me.
Friends are in, baby.
Canceling on your friends, out.
Out. Should we rapid fire our ins and outs? All right. I'll do my full in list.
Okay.
My big fake boobs.
In.
In. Being a fake bitch to get by.
Out.
Mm.
Just kidding.
In.
I was being fake.
I love it.
Being a fake bitch to get by is so in.
It's necessary.
And some people would call it being polite.
I agree. Thank you. Not judging people for doing Ozempic.
Yeah,
in.
That's in.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Not your business.
Anything anyone does with their body, unless they're very close to you and they're actively harming themselves, is none of your fucking business.
Shut your rat bitch mouth.
Also, being like, people who got plastic surgery have to tell us. No, they don't.
No, they don't. And also, if you want a good plastic surgery referral, DM me.
Yeah,
I'll tell everyone.
It's in.
Taking the bus, we said. Giving a fuck about human life, we said. Wow, this is a little, she's a little fluffy. I was getting a little emotional at the end of this one. Taking time to create good and meaningful art.
And
like more so I meant like not like whatever, we got to push out content, but like some things are sacred and for you, and yes, it doesn't have to be immediate.
You don't have to like capitalism consume your art.
Right.
You can make art when art is your job, as yeah, it is for us.
Yeah.
You can make art that feeds the machine, and you can also make art that's for you.
Yes.
And one of those things is not inherently more valuable than the other.
Agreed. I love it. Writing nice comments on people's stuff.
Love that.
I love it. And all right, do your ins.
Okay, we already did Taking the Subway. Oh, mm-hmm, this is a good one. Making a go bag.
Oh my God.
Put a straw in there that filters water. Listen.
Dude.
And this is very sad, but LA is on fire. By the way, yeah, if you are looking for resources, DM me.
Yeah.
If you want to help and donate, yeah, and stuff.
Fuck.
Make a go bag.
Yeah.
Put all the shit you care about,
you're
in one
so
fucking place,
right,
and be ready to go. Sorry for fear mongering, but this shit is happening,
dude,
now.
Dude, you're right. You're right.
And you're going to feel like a dumb fucking idiot when shit goes down and you're not ready. Do I have one now? No.
I'm going to get one.
Am I going to buy a solar powered phone charger? You bet your white ass I am.
You just spark the fire. I'm the neurotic guy, but in this one,
let's get a go bag.
Let's go to a good
My next one is Panera Bread. It's in.
I see that.
I'm done being an elitist prick about this. Soup is good. Is it hospital food? Yeah. But it's good hospital food, and it's quick, and it's a little overpriced, and it's in, and their coffee has a lot of caffeine in it.
Dude, I
wouldn't have been able to make this list without the Panera coffee I had this morning.
And I love that.
It's in.
And also,
was I eating Panera when I made this list? Yeah. It's in.
I love that.
It's in.
Also, I happen to know that one of the worst moments of your life, you like,
was
went
in
a Panera bread. Yeah, so forever, I'm going to give that.
It's in.
It will be given to you.
Network television. Shitty procedural network,
yes,
television is in. I'm rewatching Grey's Anatomy with my boyfriend. He's loving it.
It's so nice.
We just watched Criminal Minds. Love that. Stop asking me if I've seen The Penguin. I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care what's on HBO.
For reals.
I don't want to watch it. I want to watch fucking... The only HBO show I've ever cared about is Sex and the City.
Yeah.
I want to watch Grey's Anatomy. I want to watch Criminal Minds. I want to watch Law and Order SVU. I want to watch fucking Impractical Jokers.
Yes.
I want to have fun when I watch TV. I want to know what's going to happen, and I want to be able to look at my,
yeah,
phone. Network TV is fucking in, and so is looking at your phone, by the way.
Yes. Maybe a little propaganda because you can't handle the world.
Maybe a little propaganda because wouldn't it be nice if they cared?
Right. That's all the thing with propaganda. I'm like, I'm not being like, this is true and accurate.
But it's not tricking me.
Yeah, it's not tricking me. It's a soothing, it's a little soother at the end of the day. Also, the A24 of everything at this point.
I mean, get it out of here.
Oh my God.
Get it out of here.
Yes.
I'm tired.
It's not that deep.
I'm turning my brain off. I'm watching reality TV. I'm watching procedural TV. I'm watching the Food Network.
Ooh.
Network TV is, and also a workplace comedy. Love that.
I know. So good.
Love that.
So good.
In.
All right.
Dares.
I love dares.
Let's start daring our friends again.
Dude.
I'll double dog dare you, dude.
Do you know about self-dare, the Andrea Allen story? I don't think I knew you well at this point in my life. When I wanted to do wacky stuff, I would dare myself.
Yeah.
I'd go, this is probably dangerous.
Yeah.
Self-dare. I love a little risky moment. I also love a little game.
Also, just like dare your friend to do something that's not going to humiliate them, but
yeah,
is outside of their comfort zone.
I love that.
Kevin from my other podcast, Kevin, mm-hmm, White, friend of the pod, and
close
I.
Close calls.
We have this thing we do where we'll turn to each other in a crowded room and we'll, mm-hmm, go, can I get a yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one has to go, yeah!
Love it.
Real loud.
Love it.
And I'll tell you what. Nobody's ever looked.
No.
No one's ever
care.
Turned around. People don't care. You
no.
can do whatever you want.
Do
kind of.
Dare. Well.
I dare you to kill a CEO.
Flash your. Yeah, right. Flash your penis.
In, by the way.
Zipper in.
Taxidermy we did. Mm-hmm. Okay. Media literacy. And I don't mean it in a big way. I don't mean you have to understand everything that's going on all the time. I just mean when something is an ad, I, for the love of God, need you to figure that out.
Yeah.
I need you to figure that out.
Yeah, yeah,
when
yeah.
somebody is pretending to be sad eating crumble cookies, I need you to not comment and ask them why they're sad and know that this is an ad for crumble cookies. Okay.
Yeah.
I just need you to figure that out, and I need you to do it fast because I'm really sick of that.
Don't situationship yourself with the media.
It's just
don't
like,
be dumb.
Come on, man.
Grow up.
Figure it out.
Yeah.
You have a brain. Turn it on a little bit.
And it turns out a lot of people are not turning it on.
Right.
I'm
also,
scared.
I'm seeing a lot of like people saying when there's like foreshadowing in a movie or something, people will be like, they will post about it as if the director or the writer or the actor didn't know that right. that happened.
Right. Yeah.
Like
yeah,
they
yeah.
picked up on it and the artist oh, who made it didn't know. That happens to me with my stand up. People will be like, I don't even know. I don't even think she knows why this is funny.
And you're like, I orchestrated
it. I wrote it.
I'm the puppet master.
I know exactly why you're it's funny. Idiot. I picked every word. Come on, man.
Too dumb. Too annoying.
Trad goth makeup we did. Okay. Fun one. Eating an apple in public. Walking down the street eating an apple.
Oh my God, that's I love in. That.
That is big in.
Also, as someone who's been carrying food in a bag their entire life.
That's big
in. I've been doing that.
Eating an apple, walking down the street is in.
So like whimsical too.
It's fun.
Yeah.
It also is the same. I think I saw a TikTok about this like years ago, but it's the same hand to mouth motion as smoking a cigarette. So you can do it with like the same swag.
The
of
panache.
That. Yeah.
Yeah.
Eat an apple.
Panache.
Stand outside a bar and eat an apple. That's hot.
That's what I've been doing for 10 years.
That's literally hot. Also, eating an apple with a knife.
Oh.
Like cutting one piece off at a time.
Incredibly masculine.
That's cool. That's in. And then the last one I have is being a poser. I think that's in.
Fun.
Being a poser is in. I'm sick of gatekeeping. I'm sick. When I was younger, I was very in like the punk and hardcore scene.
Yeah.
And I still listen to that music and I still go to shows and stuff. And there's this idea that you like need to know the entire history of punk and hardcore
right.
to be at the show.
Name one song.
It doesn't matter. If you want to go have fun at a show, go have fun at a show.
Yeah.
If there's one song of a band you like, but you like their merch, buy their merch. Right. I don't care. Being a poser is in.
You don't have to have a master's degree in everything you
do. No, you don't have to have a master's degree in everything you like.
Again,
you can just like something.
Coded a little bit.
Yeah.
A24
out.
Sorry. It's not that smart.
Maybe A24 isn't out, but loving A24
yeah,
is
big
out.
Time out. Big
oh,
time out,
out. Out.
Oh, that's your whole thing? Shut up.
Okay, should I do my outs really quick that we haven't done yet?
Let's do it.
Okay. Saying the boys, and I'll expand on this. You know, when you have when you are talking to someone who's in a friend group that's all couples,
yeah,
and they'll go, ugh. They'll go, well, the boys never want to go to the restaurant.
Shut up.
Well, the boys always hang out in the kitchen. Well, the boys are always, and the girls get dressed up, but
what
the boys
this,
never
high
dress
school?
Up. Why? I hate that.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Heteronormative millennial core.
It's just
bullshit.
Like weird to me.
Dude, also, the sentence I just said, I barely understand. Heteronormative millennial core bullshit.
And I understand it all too well.
I know you do. But I'm like, what am I even saying half the time?
I hate that. Like, well, the boys are in the kitchen and the girls are in the living room. So, and then my boyfriend and I don't get to hang out together.
And I get to cut the rug with
no,
the boys.
That's no fun. I don't like
that. I don't want to talk about skincare.
I don't like that.
Sorry.
That's something I say all
yeah,
the time.
Yeah, I know. And you're right.
This is a good one. And I don't know if you'll agree with me, but. Mm. I think out is asking people how much they pay in rent.
Yes.
Unless you have a reason. I'm all for pricing transparency. I'm all for wage transparency.
Yeah.
I'm all for telling people who are up for, who have the same job as me, how much I'm making. So I know we're making the
yeah.
same amount.
Yeah.
If someone's trying to move into my building, I will tell them how much my rent is so that they don't get swindled.
Yeah.
I'll do that.
Yeah.
But just casual conversation. I go, I live in Bushwick by myself. And you go, what? How much is your rent? That's none of your damn business. We just met.
Because
then I have to tell you how I make my money.
Yeah. It's also
then
like,
the next part of that conversation is me telling you how I make my money. And mm-hmm. that's so weird to me.
It's also like if you're paying rent that's too damn high, which a lot of us
yeah.
are, then you have to be like justify
that's what I'm
why
saying.
You're being fleeced. And you're like, we're all being fleeced.
Or how you pay for it.
Right. Yeah.
That's none of your fucking business.
I don't know you.
It's so normal in New York to ask someone how much their rent is. Stop asking me that.
I've never done that. I hate it.
Stop asking me that.
Yeah. You should say $5,000 every time.
I know.
And then be like, well, I just kind of do odd jobs.
This one, I mean, we already know about this. The whole like men's mental health thing.
Shut
that's
up.
That's out.
The loneliness
we
epidemic.
Don't even need to talk about
don't care.
It. It's so out. Also out, having like a cake or cookie flavored scented candle in your house past the age of 19.
Ew. You know.
Come on.
When someone buys you
get something that smells like a fucking
cookie.
Tree.
I mean, yes. When someone buys you a cake or cookie candle, you go, you don't respect me.
Yeah.
You don't even see me.
You think I'm just a girl.
You think I'm an
which
idiot.
I am, but in a different way.
In like a complex.
Yeah.
The moon.
Caramel coffee candle. Get out of here. It makes me nauseous. I don't like it.
Makes me sick.
I think this currently is out, but I can feel it coming back in.
Okay.
So I'd like to get on top of it.
All right.
Full coverage foundation.
I've never been able to do it.
It's out.
Yeah.
We haven't been doing it for a while. We've
yeah.
been doing no makeup makeup. And
yeah.
now it's starting to creep back in. Babe.
Why?
Hey.
Why?
You look like a cake.
You look, you're sitting. I want to sit on a cake whenever
now,
I see you.
Now, if you're sitting here going, but what if I'm a makeup artist? Yeah, I don't care. I'm talking regular girls. Put on a tinted moisturizer.
Right.
And then put a powder foundation over it. You look great. You look great. Your skin is supposed to have texture.
Right. Don't be a cake face cunt. We've always said that at the show.
We've always said that at that show.
CFC. Nope.
Wait, that just reminded me. Whatever. Okay, this is my last out.
Let's see.
Being surprised that rich white people are Republicans. Come on.
Oh, my God.
You know this, like, Pookie and Jet on TikTok?
Yeah.
Everybody was like, what? The rich white people with the Birkin bag and the guy who works in healthcare, not in a good way, and to take money from people away.
What are you, a baby?
And they're from the South.
Shut up.
And they're Republicans. And we're surprised.
Also, rich people in New York, Dem Libs, who actually kind of are Republicans. Duh.
By the way, rich people in New York are Republicans.
Yes.
Big time.
Okay, I live in a neighborhood now that has American flags everywhere. Okay. I know what's
also
up.
I do shows in Manhattan. I do shows in the financial district.
Yeah.
I will ask the audience if there are Republicans in there and they'll clap. They are Republicans.
Yeah.
Let's stop being surprised that the people who the Republican agenda is serving are Republicans. Yeah. You guys are looking goofy on the internet.
Yeah, being surprised is out when you shouldn't be.
You're looking goofy on the internet.
Yeah.
And if you are surprised by it, you don't have to fucking tell anyone that you didn't see it coming.
Yeah. Be like, oh, oops. It's the fucking classic Democrats where it's like, what? They beat us again?
Yeah. It's out.
How?
It's so out.
I don't know. You're unrelatable and you do genocides?
Out.
That's why, baby.
Genocide? Out.
I don't know, I'll actually. Say it. Kind of in.
Well, globally in. Personally,
right.
Out.
Right. Globally seems to be kind of what we do, but yeah. I'm not a fan.
Out on it.
I'm not a fan. All right, I'll do my outs real quick. We've done talking about social media, complaining to people who have objectively more difficult lives than you.
We've talked about that on the show.
Forever, you guys know. Saying, I love you, we got. Ed Hardy, we got. Free speech for annoying people. Cool people can say whatever.
Agree.
Yep. I'll censor you. You're a bummer.
Also claiming free speech when you're in a private, no one's arresting you. We're just saying we didn't like that.
Nothing's ever happened to you.
Come on.
You said the N-word and I'll kill you.
You said the N-word. I'm allowed to yell at you.
Yeah. Crazy. Oh, crazy. I can't be yelled at. Saying sleep is so important, quote unquote, and talking about cortisol face.
Yeah.
No one's sleeping.
Also the ads that are like, you're not fat. You just have high cortisol. So what if I am fat?
Yeah. Fuck you. Also, some of us are insomniacs and we're scared of how it's going to affect our brains.
I know.
And now you're fear-mongering us.
Oh my God. When people
us.
Have the nerve to say to my face, like, do you know that not sleeping is actually really bad for you? Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel it.
And every night I'm scared that I'm not going to sleep and that I'm going to get dementia.
Come on.
And then I don't sleep. And you just had to. You had to tell me. You had to go, you know, have you ever considered? Also, telling people that they should have considered meditating, out.
Out.
I'm anxious.
Out.
I'm going to listen to Sandalwood or whatever.
Also, do you think you're the first person to ever tell me about it?
I'm on Ambien. We're so past that. And the final, booking creeps on your shows and then pretending you're leftist.
Yeah, this is a little inside baseball.
For sure.
But in general, let's say being friends. So many people will be friends with a guy who they're like, well, 5 years ago, my friend did say he raped her, but we don't talk about that anymore.
It's a real time to talk the talk and walk the walk around here. Because I'm getting sick of your tap dancing around things you don't like. Mm-hmm. And then fucking sluts with septum piercings. Because you do like it.
That's out.
That's out. Guys.
That's what's in and what's out, okay? And if we catch you doing any of the things we said are out, you're out. And if we catch you doing the things we said we're in, you're in.
You're in, baby.
You're in.
We're back.
You're in.
Feels like so piss. Good.
Piss, by the way, in. Can I tell you something embarrassing?
Absolutely. I've always been a piss guy. You know this.
I was in the shower the other day and my boyfriend was peeing in the toilet.
Yeah. Sure.
No, it was.
Allegedly.
We don't do that.
I know.
He was peeing in the toilet and I peeked out to say something to him. And the way he was standing was hot.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Because it's like very masculine.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
And I was like, oh, it's hot. And then he was like, wait, do you want me to? And I was like, no. No, I don't want you to piss. I just want you to stand like that more.
Do you think maybe he was testing it out?
No, he would not be into that.
All right. Well,
he's like clean.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Urine is actually very sterile. And
that's a myth. By the way.
Listen, I drink it all the time.
So drinking your pee is in. Drinking your boyfriend's pee is in.
Eating your own shit.
Kink shaming, though, also in.
For you.
So, you
know. For you.
No, I think for everybody. I think it's fun.
Yeah, it is fun.
It's fun. You don't have to do it to someone's face.
We can do it to a furry on the internet. Because that's just good, clean fun.
You can do it behind someone's back. You don't. Involving the person you're kink shaming in the conversation,
terrible.
That's out.
Yeah.
But to your friends?
Being
to a microphone?
This pig?
In. Love it.
And sex, you and sex things makes me feel gross.
Hey.
Hey.
That's it.
Sorry you're gross.
Sorry you're gross. Maybe right. Put on some deodorant and I won't talk about you
oh
like that.
Oh my God. Deodorant in. Get the
deodorant. The kind of deodorant that gives you cancer and aluminum. Alzheimer's in.
Aluminum. We need the heavy
the
metals.
The strong one is in.
All right. I got a boogie. Lizzie, I'm so glad we're back again.
I'm so glad we're back. You guys are so glad we're back.
Oh my God. This may be echoey as fuck and I'm nervous. If it is, don't worry. It'll be better.
Yeah. Fucking come off it. Complaining to us about the production quality of our podcast.
Out. All right, Lizzie, where can they find you and follow you?
You can follow me on Instagram at Lizzie Cassidy, Lizzie with a Y at the end. Listen to my other podcast. It's called Close Calls.
Yeah.
I told you that before.
Why are you not checking out Close Calls?
It's great. It's a lot of fun. It's different than this, but it's still me. And, you know, I have a show every Wednesday at the Gutter at 9. You can come to that.
Killer lineup the other night.
Oh, yeah, brother.
Dude, if you're not...
We got some real fucking heavy hitters on that
fucking
thing.
Todd Barry, Dan Soder.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Big show.
If you're
big
if
show.
You're a comedy fan, keep your fucking finger on the pulse of
comedians
you
should
know.
CYSKNYC on Instagram.
Because, like, oh, you like stand-up comedy? You can just go to a cool bar and...
I think the thing that people don't realize about that show is everyone who runs that show, there's, like, six of us.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone who runs that show is a professional comedian.
Yeah.
So we book professional
really great
comedians.
People.
We book awesome comedians.
This is not a joke.
This is not like open micers trying to run a show.
No, it's going
to
be a great
this
show.
This is a real fucking show.
Yeah.
Run by real comedians and it rolls.
If you like take a date there, you look so cool.
Oh my God. A sick comedy show in the back of a bowling alley. That's so cool.
You're going to get so much pussy
and you can
dick
bowl after.
Or
good
otherwise.
Date. Good date.
And if you're drunk, you can bowl and kind of like show your puss off because you're wearing a skirt.
We've seen that.
Did I take a picture of
come
that?
Come to the gutter.
Come to the gutter. Follow me at AndreaComedy69 on all platforms. If TikTok's down, sorry. Subscribe to YouTube on Respectfully Podcast. And see you next week. We're so back.
We're so back.
Bye.
Fabulous.